I'm Coach Shenanigans, CEO turned media pro, and today on Rags to Riches, we're interviewing Andrew Burton on his success story.
So Andrew, we talked a little bit about your story earlier today and how at one point you were $75,000 in debt, you're an employee, you're having trouble with the marriage and going through all the typical stuff us masculine males go through when we're trying to be successful. So tell me a little bit about how you went from that trouble and those challenges to being one of the most successful debt collection companies in Alberta. I'm sure these guys would love to hear it.
Well, that's a pretty tough question, Sean. To answer, we ended up having to work overtime, picking up extra jobs, extra hours. I ended up getting a paper route to help pay down things because I worked in the credit industry. I had to have good credit.
How old were you with the paper route?
I was 35, 37 years old.
That must have been humbling.
It was humbling, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to deliver newspapers to make sure that I had enough money to make my payments on my accounts.
Before we continue and get into Andrew's incredible story of rags to riches, please subscribe, like, and share to this brand new channel where we're going to be bringing you entrepreneurs every week and telling you guys their stories. I hope it helps you. So most men go through that kind of challenge, and I've been there too, struggling, losing everything in financial despair, and very few possess the motivation to take themselves from that place to success. What changed for you to initiate that kind of drive?
Started with a lot of focus and attention, and I started making concerted efforts to get things paid down, and I started chunking away at it one bit at a time. One card, one debt, and moved on to the next one. One card, one debt, moved on to the next one. And it just took a lot of regimen, it took a lot of discipline, it took a lot of making sure that I was living within my means.
So let's fast forward here. Now you've got one of the most successful debt collection agencies in Alberta. And how do you go from being in trouble financially in debt yourself to being in charge of collecting some of the most complicated bills in the region? I'm curious.
Well, we're also not just debt collection companies. We're also a debt purchase company. We're the largest independent debt purchaser in the country. And we're based out of Edmonton, Alberta. And part of what makes us good is being able to understand and not just empathize, but being able to sympathize with somebody and their personal circumstances and working on coming up with plans and programs to help people that are truly in financial trouble, because people don't get into financial trouble on purpose and they want to get out of their trouble. And we have programs to help people deal with their situations.
So I'm sure you agree, most of us who've had businesses play in the middle of the pack at some point, or you're moderately successful, or you're month to month, but very few get to that elite level where you're at the top of your game. And you guys are at the top of your game. Help me understand, help our viewers understand what it takes to get from mediocre to very successful.
Well, that's a good question, Sean. I think part of what I've been able to do is working on myself and developing a passion for whatever it is I'm doing. If I'm doing a job, I might as well be good at it and developing a passion for the job, because I don't want to go into work hating what I'm doing. Didn't want to go into work hating my day and hating my routine. So I had to either leave it or like it. And so I developed a passion for being the best that I could be at my job and in my industry. And that's kind of what brought me into the collection sphere, brought me along and have me doing well with whatever projects we picked up. It also, I think, was my personal credit challenges that I had through life, through life circumstances. Those helped me be good at my job. Those helped me be good at understanding what a consumer is going through, what a person is going through, why they are in bad debt, why are they're in collections, and figuring out more than just give me the money. It's figuring out how to work with the consumer and have them winning by paying.
So one of the things I'm really interested in, Andrew, is you were an employee and your story is so similar to mine. You started as a low-level employee for collections and handling finance for a heavy equipment company. And then you worked your way up to management, VP, and eventually got to a point to the top of an individual company's employee where you said, I'm going to go to my own. Walk me through exactly how you go from a mid-level employee to being more successful than your employer in their field.
I ended up putting in the extra hours, be there early, stay there late, even if it's 10, 15 minutes later. You know, being the last guy in the office or being the guy that the boss sees still there when he's walking out the door, it's not a bad thing. And it was also developing a passion for what I did, being good, being the best at what I was doing. And being good, so good that they couldn't ignore me. And they wanted me to move from Vancouver out to Edmonton, which was a bit of a blessing for me because, I see all the people in Vancouver that are still struggling with their mortgages, trying to buy a house and everything like that. I was able to move out to Edmonton and step right into a great community. I think that by doing that and always looking for the next challenge, always looking for challenges within the job, not just coming in and doing the job that 9 to 5 and punching in, punching out, always looking for a new rock to turn over, for a new challenge to turn over and dive into and dig into. Up higher ups didn't know there was a problem, or they knew it was a problem, but they just didn't know how to deal with it. And finding solutions to their lives and making their lives easier. I think that's kind of how I got to where I got to. And then obviously it's finding the opportunities to jump at and recognizing an opportunity when you see it and taking that opportunity. Me and my business partner, we had an opportunity to start this business 9.5 years ago. It was scary. We didn't know what we were gonna do in life. And we arranged financing and we started the business and it just took off from there. And we've been going now for 9.5 years.
For every successful entrepreneur, there's a failed 10. And I failed 4 times in entrepreneurship before I finally succeeded. So the whole point of this podcast and brand new development is to get you men understanding that failure is just one more gateway to success and not to quit, and give you the inspiration and drive to probably pursue your dreams. We've all done that. And I failed a lot more than I succeeded. And as you can hear, Andrew's been through some pretty horrific stuff too. The trick, gentlemen, when you get knocked down, you get back up. 2 steps forward and 1 back. But if you don't keep your eye on the prize and get crystal clear on your goals and visions, you might not be that 1%. I'm Coach Shenanigans, CEO turned media pro. Thanks so much for like, share, and follow. Subscribe away. And I look forward to showing you next week's episode.